Good evening. I'm Ron Esposito, and we'll be in conversation with band leader, composer, and bassist Joe Policastro. And he'll be bringing his group here to Cincinnati on Friday, October 11, for a performance at Cafe Vivace in Walnut Hills. Joe Policastro, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you so much, and thanks for having me, Ron.
It's always a pleasure, Joe. The last time you guys were in town, a friend and I got a chance to go up and check you guys out live, and I want to tell you, if I had any hair left, you would have parted my wig, brother.
Well, thanks so much. This band sort of born out of a steady gig in Chicago, and you know, then when we really started traveling a lot and taking the group more seriously and putting recordings out, I'm very happy with our recordings, but I mean, this band was born out of live performance. I think its sort of colorful nature and unique sound is sort of best witnessed in that environment.
You use electric guitar, of course, you on acoustic bass and drummer. And I was thinking of Ennio Morricone, the Italian spaghetti Western composer. Some of his use of guitar sounds and some of your like noirish noir sounds. So you guys cover a lot of territory, bro.
This new album that we put out earlier this year focuses mostly on the band's original music, but the last album was all movie and TV music, so it's no surprise that the sounds of film scores and movies and these like cinematic landscapes obviously serve as a great source of inspiration for us. My background is just an arranger. You know, I've done a lot of writing for large ensembles, but I love the challenge of trying to make more out of less. So when you have a trio like this, for example, on the Screen Sounds album, we did an adaptation of a theme from Akira Kurosawa's Yojimbo, which is written for a full big band with mixed Japanese instruments. So, like, what better ensemble to try to pull that off than guitar, bass, and drum? You
know? Yeah, right.
But it's stuff like that, that where you're really trying to get more out of less. And I think the band doesn't function like a typical jazz trio where it's just like guitar playing the melody, bass accompanying. It's the melody switching between instruments. It's very densely layered. Sometimes it's very sparse. The best way I could say is something like cinematic. It's a sort of colorful aspect of the band.
Why don't you tell us about the players in your group? These guys are really interesting musicians and pretty cool people.
Yeah, they are. And I mean, I would say, as far as jazz groups go, too, you very rarely do you find a band that functions almost like a rock band, where it's like three guys who play together all the time. The drummer's a guy named Michael Avery. I've been playing with Michael the longest. We've known each other pretty much my whole time here in Chicago. Mike is an incredible drummer. He's also sort of like a, you know, really just like drums and percussion, because he brings a lot of auxiliary percussion as well. That's really one of the more colorful aspects of seeing the band. I mean, you can see everything from an electric toothbrush to bizarre gongs and beads and things. I mean, he really brings an incredibly colorful aspect to the band. And the guitarist is a guy named Dave Miller, who I've also known for quite a while. And the band has been in this formation now for, God, almost 6 years. Dave's an incredible guitar player who is really also a master of what I would refer to as amp manipulation. He doesn't use any pedals at all. All these different sounds he gets out of the guitar are from different tone settings that he either changes on the guitar or the amp itself. So you have this huge palette you mentioned, like the spaghetti Western kind of sound. You can go from that to a very clean guitar sound to even getting some kind of fuzz tone out of it and almost some feedback.
Joe, you spent time here in Cincinnati at CCM. When you were coming up here in Cincinnati, who were the jazz players that you were digging here in Cincinnati?
Well, so yeah, I was born and raised in Cincinnati.
I
grew up on the west side.
I forgot about that.
And I did go to the conservatory as well. But I started kind of popping into jazz clubs when I was about 14 or 15. I mean, really regularly. Like Margene Witz, the owner of the Blue Wisp, used to let me in the club underage, and I used to hang out at Caldy's all the time. So the guys, you know, many of whom are still active today, I mean, Steve Schmidt, Ron Enyard, Jim Connerly, those guys, you know, that I saw very regularly, bass players like, you know, Bob Bodley and Jim Anderson. And, I mean, God, there were so many guys. Cincinnati was amazing that way. It was an incredible scene to grow up in. John Von Ohlen, and there was a real apprenticeship system in place in Cincinnati where these elder musicians let you learn on the bandstand. That didn't mean they were nice, but, you know, but they let you get up there and, you know, you learned a lot of lessons. And I can't go away without mentioning the great Lee Stoller. I was in Lee's trio with Ron McCurdy at Beef Cafe for years. And Lee taught me so much about music and let me really learn on his gig.
Lee is a brilliant musician and a great piano player. And, you know, sometimes you just don't hear as much about Lee Stoller as you might from other guys. Beautiful cat and a great player.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah. So I'm marking my calendar for the Joe Policastro Trio coming to Cafe Vivace here in Cincinnati in Walnut Hills, Friday night, October 11. And thanks for hanging out with us tonight.
All right, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
More information about the Joe Policastro Group can be found on our website, wvxu.org/AroundCincinnati. I'm Ron Esposito.